রূপ গোস্বামীর কথা বলা আছে ভক্তিকা স্বামী সিন্ধুকা
মৃদাব্দি লহরি
ভজে এই আছে নাকি হরি কৃষ্ণ টু হিয়ার সামথিং ফ্রম আওয়ার দয়াল হর প্রভু ইউ আর অলরেডি অ্যাকোয়েন্টেড বাট হি ইজ নট অ্যাকোয়েন্টেড আই ক্যান সি অনলি থ্রু ইয়ার আই ক্যান সি হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ
I feel so fortunate.
A sun on the face that is disturbing. Yeah. Huh?
Well, if you want, you can move forward.
Yes. Yeah, you can come this way.
The sun is...
I was having some...
Still the sun is there. If Jaru Sai Maharaj come this way. It is disturbing my eyesight also. The sun...
It's Ashram Devo?
Huh?
Okay, what is it?
হরি কৃষ্ণ গৌর হরি গৌর কিছু
I was feeling fortunate to come only by your mercy because
আমাকে বলছেন
it seemed so difficult to get here. It seemed like so many impediments were being put in my way. But on the way here, I was trying to look at the impediments from a higher perspective. And I was looking through the Gita in the fourth chapter. And I think it's the 33rd verse. Shreyan Ravyamaya Yogya Jnana Yogya Parantabha Sarva Karma Kiram Parta. And I was just wondering, Prabhupada gives in the bookwork some indication, but I was still feeling that there was something I wasn't understanding. And of course, that's the verse just before. One should try to approach a spiritual master. I was wondering about the significance of that. Why is it that Krishna is making that statement before he gives his statement? Why that shloka rather than any other?
What does it say? You have to say
নিজেকে পরম সৌভাগ্যবান বলে মনে করছেন যে এখানে উনি আসতে পেরেছেন এবং এই আসার পথে অনেক প্রতিবন্ধক ছিল এবং সেই প্রতিবন্ধকগুলোর দিকে যখন তাকিয়ে দেখলেন তখন মনে হচ্ছে সেগুলোর কোনো তাৎপর্য ছিল এবং কিছুদিন আগে উনি যখন এরকম একটা মনোভাবে যখন ছিলেন তখন উনি ভগবদ্গীতার চতুর্থ অধ্যায়ে 33 নম্বর শ্লোকটা উনি পড়ছিলেন এবং সেই শ্লোকটা তো আপনি
জ্ঞান যোগ্য পরন্ত সর্বং কর্মা কিরং পার্থ জ্ঞানী পরিসমাপতি
যে এবং কৃষ্ণ এই শ্লোকটার কথা বলছেন যে গুরু গ্রহণ করার ঠিক আগে মানে যখন গুরুর কাছে আত্মসমর্পণ করার নির্দেশ দেওয়ার আগে এই শ্লোকটা তিনি বলছেন কেন কৃষ্ণ এই কথাটা বললেন আর তাৎপর্য কি সেটা উনি ভাবছিলেন
জ্ঞান আর গাইডেন্স দ্য স্ট্যান্ড পয়েন্ট টু গেট দ্য স্ট্যান্ড পয়েন্ট দ্যাট ইজ দ্য মোস্ট ইম্পর্টেন্ট থিং স্ট্যান্ড পয়েন্ট ফ্রম এনিওয়ার অ্যান্ড এভরিওয়ার দ্যান মে মিস গাইড মিস লিড আস সো ইট মাস্ট বি ভেরি মাচ particular to have the direction, and the direction is given here. Tat viddhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya upadikkhantite gyanam gyaninas tattvadarshina. The general guidance he has given. Where should we try to get the standpoint, the measure through which we have to understand from a real, a sound, a bona fide source, we must get the standard. The standard to measure truth or untruth or anything. The most important thing is the standard, and that must come from a real plane, not a vitiated plane, ordinary plane, a vulnerable plane. Tad vidhi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya. And vodikkhantite gyanam gyaninas tattvadarshina. It must come from such a plane where these two qualifications must be, and that is gyani and the tattvadarshi, a conception of the thing, and also the practical benefit. Both these two qualifications must be there where from I shall get this standard to measure what is right and what is wrong. And my attitude also be of such type, pranipat paripasno seva. Pranipat means to surrender to such knowledge. Such type of knowledge is not an ordinary class of knowledge which as a subject we can make it object, but it is a subjective thing. So pranipat, I must surrender that I am, I want something which is superior to me. I want him, not an objective thing for which I can make the object as a subject. So pranipat, and also pranipat means that I have finished the experience of the world outside. I have no other charm for anything in the plane where I have traveled already. Pranipat. Exclusively I am offering to your altar, and I want to have your grace. In this mood we approach the higher knowledge. Pranipat paripasno. Honest inquiry is always allowed, sincere inquiry, not with the tendency of discussion in the sign of dharko. What is dharko?
Argument.
Not with argument, but all the efforts should be concentrated to understand in a positive line, without giving away the spirit of doubt, suspicion. And we all attentively we shall try to understand, because it is coming from higher, where I am not known ever now. Paripasna and Shiva, and this is the most important thing, that I am going to have the knowledge, not because that I can get the help of that plane, and I shall utilize that experience for the persons living here. That plane won't come to serve this lower plane, but I must give a pledge to serve that plane. With this attitude I approach that sort of knowledge. I shall serve him, that higher knowledge, I shall serve him, and I won't try to make it serve myself or my lower plane. That idea won't allow to enter me. in that domain. The knowledge won't come. It won't come to serve this lower plane. It is rather, I shall have the fullest tendency that if I get that knowledge, I must serve. I must offer myself to be utilized by him, and if not, I shall try to utilize it in my loop to satisfy my lower purpose. Sevavati. Paripatino, paripasnino, sevaya. With the sevavati, that I shall dedicate myself to him, not that he will dedicate for my, to satisfy my lower animal purpose. So this attitude I shall seek the plane of real knowledge and to have standard from them, from there, what is to understand, what is what, to have a proper estimation of the environment where we are. This is the Vedic culture is always be imparted only in this process and never by intellectual approach. Our Guru Prabhupada used to give some analogy. The honey is in a bottle, the cork is there, and the mahumati, the bee has taken seat on the over the glass
and licking the honey.
And, he is trying to lick the bottle, and foolish people may see him, and he, it is eating the honey. But the intellect cannot approach Atma, spirit. Spirit, it may think that I have got that, but it is not possible. The barrier is there, like a glass, barrier. So intellectual achievement is not real achievement of the higher knowledge or higher grade. Only through faith, through sincerity, through our dedication, we can approach to be a member of that higher plane if they admit us to enter, if they get the visa. Then I can enter that condition. Plane of higher living, of divine living. So, paripat, paripasna, paripasna in seva. These three qualifications the candidate must have before he can approach the truth, which is on the higher plane, on the real plane. The plane of truth should be approached with this sort of attitude. Humility, sincerity, and dedication. This is always in Gita, it is so. In Bhagavatam also, parallel passage, Saddhi Parichani Snatam Namhanya Pasa Madasya Guru Meva Vigachit Sumit in Veda, in Upanishad also. Guru Sa Guru Meva Vigachit Sumit Pani Sutriyam Namhanishtam Guru Meva Vigachit Guru Meva. He approached the spiritual master, Ovigachit, means sammak, not hesitatingly or haphazardly. He will go with a clear heart, earnest anger.
Tapan ko paath ko na? Ani thayi ka.
Seva to sunte jaye, ek shubhal ke bolo paath ko.
Shubhal ko?
তাপনের খুব আগ্রহ সম্বাদ না বিশ্বনাথকে বলে বলো বইটি পড়ে দেবে বইটি পড়ে দেবে
বইটি পড়ে দেবে সে ঠিকই
হবে সদস্য গুরু মে ভাবি গচ্ছিত অভিগচ্ছিত সম্যক গচ্ছিত উইথ ফুল হার্ট হি ইজ অ্যাপ্রোচিং নট আওয়ার ইন আওয়ার Prabhupada's language, not cutting any return ticket. he used to say always, you have come here cutting return ticket, not for that. Come for all. So, abhigachit, sabhune bhavigachit, I have seen, I have got full experience of this mortal world. I have nothing to aspire after here. With this clear consciousness, I will go. The only way to live. This is all, all mortal. None can live here. Whereas to live, that is an innate tendency everywhere. No means to live here, no possibility. So I only to live, want to save myself, my life. I am running to the shelter, real shelter, with this earnestness, abhigachit, samitpani, the necessary materials he will take, the disciple. He wants to go to travel Guru, but with in his own necessity, with his own bed and baggage and everything, he will go in his own necessity, not to show some kindness to the spiritual master that I have come to you to give you some fame, name, etc. Abhigacche samitpani sotriyam brahmanishtam. What will be his position? Sotriya. He will be well versed in the Sruti Shastra, not only revealed truth, revelation in many shades have been spread in the world from the upper realm. So he must have some knowledge, some spacious graphic knowledge, extensive knowledge about the revealed truth, revelation. Sutriyam brahmanishtam, and who is already practicing the real life in relativity with Brahma, not with mundane world. The Brahma means the plane which can accommodate everything, the fundamental, the huma, the basis of everything, Brahma, which accommodates everything within him. Brahmanishtam, and he is always living in relativity with that, not with any mortal or mundane reference he is leading his life. He is always living in that plane. He is breathing, doing anything, everything, always in connection, keeping him in connection with that plane, his whole life, whatever he does. Only with that consciousness he will do. Brahmanishtam is in the Upanishad. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Shaddi Parishunishnatam Brahmanyupasamasrayam.
Tasmat
Gurum Prapadita Jigyasu Seuttamam Shaddi Parishunishnatam Brahmanyupasamasrayam. It is parat Nagav Yogendra Sangvadikadasa. Tasmat Gurum Prapadita Satajyati Saddham Sangyatham Dalabhattinam. Whenever he comes to such conclusion, all around there is mortal thing, everything will vanish, all these shows of deception. So Maya means misconception. In the midst of misconception we are living. Whatever conception we have got about the environment, all misconceived ideas and thoughts, not proper conception of anything else. From the absolute sense, all relative, the relative provincial selfishness that has been imposed on the environment, and we are living under that, and within that. So,
Tasmat
Gurum Prapadita Jigyasu Seya Uttamam. Then he will feel the necessity of approaching the Guru, the guide, the preceptor. Jigyasu Seya Uttamam, with the purpose of inquiry, the what is jiggasu sya uttamam, what is best in the world, sya uttamam, mangal kalyan, good, the highest good, what is the highest good for me with this inquiry, inquisitiveness, he will approach this guide, spiritual master. Sri Jigyasu Sriya Uttamam Sriya, highest good. Sriya Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam, to whom he will approach? Sabde Parecha, Sabde means Suti Shastri, Sabda Shastri, Suti Shastri, that is in well-versed in revealed truth. Parecha, and not only on the precepts of the revealed scriptures, but also he has come in contact with the Uddhishta Vastu, the Parecha, Sabde Parecha, who is conversant with the very object of the scripture, of the precepts, who is conversant with them, practical experience with them, is established in that consciousness, in that plane. Such a man one should approach for his own relief and to understand what is the highest benefit in the world and how that is. So this is necessary. This is there, it is real, it is not imaginary, at the same time it is difficult, and it must be sought in a real process. Otherwise we shall go in a wrong way and we shall say, oh, there is nothing. That may not be. If we go to, in a real process, then we must come to have an experience of the divinity. Hare Krishna.
Will you ask something about your Vedic paradigm?
Then he is a doctor of science.
He's a doctor of neurophysiology.
Neurophysiology means?
Physiology. The
physiology means vitality.
Vitality.
Neuro.
Regarding brain. Brain and mind.
Brain and mind.
Yeah.
Physiology. That is basis.
It's like
the knowledge, huh?
It's like biology.
Biology.
Study of the body. Yes. But the brain specifically. The function of
the subtle aspect of the matter.
Yeah. The subtle aspect enters in, but of course in the mundane field they think that the subtle aspect is coming from the gross. Right. So the subtle aspect.
But just Swami Maharaj asked Sarup Damodar, set up, upside down. This is not fossil fatherism, but soul or God fatherism. Fossil fatherism. The fossil is the father of everything. It is upward, moving upward, not. It is coming down. In Bhagavad Gita, you must have Uddha Mula Madhasakha Asratthang Prahurabhyam Chandangshi Jashipatnani Jastanga Veda Sa Veda Vik. Who knows the real part of the Veda? Who can understand the Veda in such a way, that got such sort of estimation about Veda? He knows, he has got some conception of the Vedic knowledge. Who thinks that is coming from up to down, not from down to up. Matter does not produce soul, it is rather soul contains in its own negligent portion the conception of matter. Like an eczema is like a disease. It is the world exists, the material world exists like an eczema in a wholesome body. This is Vedantic Vichar. It is a miracle that a stone has produced soul. This is also very wonderful, but this is rather you think it is more easier and it is more reasonable. The soul has produced the conception of stone. Soul, in soul there are many conceptions, and one conception is that of stone, that of this, that of that. It is all in the plane of soul, consciousness. It is easy, it is natural. But the stone can produce soul, consciousness, intelligence, all these things. It is rather very difficult, ridiculous, and inconceivable. Inconceivable, unreasonable. The Bartle's theory, that world is mind, not that mind is in the world, but the world is in the mind. Something like that. Udhamula madhasakam asattam prahurabhyam. Chandangsi jasya parnani jastang veda sa veda vit. On the deviation from the truth that brings us in this mundane world. Deviation from the truth, 100%. How the deviation and where it begins, that is to be thought. But deviation from the truth has taken us in this false area. And another thing, what I wanted to say to Mr. Sarudamadhar Prabhu, sir, that science only increasing the circumference of the mortal world, the world of exploitation. And according to Newton, for every action there is equal and opposite reaction. We must be conscious of the fact. Then all acquisition, there is nothing like boomerang, it will come to zero again. So scientific progress is no progress. It is a progress in the wrong line. It is only borrowing money, something like that. It is not money at all. It is only making loan from the nature, and that will be extracted from us and to the pie. So it is no gain, no profit, the exploitation to increase the circumference of the exploiting world. Everything object, we are power, wresting power from the nature, taking a loan, and the loan must be clear. Rest assured, there is no progress, a wrong progress. So, but the first principle of any living body to live, to save himself, that is the first principle, that should be the starting point. As in Upanishad we find, asatu ma sat gamayo, tamasu ma jyotir gamayo, natto ma amitam gamayo. This should be the primary tendency of our quest. What are these three pages? Asatu ma sat gamayo. I am transcendent, I am mortal, make me eternal. And tamasu, I am ignorant. The science, take me to science, knowledge, from ignorance to knowledge. Tamasuma jyotirgamayo, from darkness to light. And matturma amritangamayo, amritang, that is anandam, enjoyment, from sorrow, misery, guides me to sweet life there. These should be the real principles of life, any research must be begun here only, in these three phases, to save one's own self and to save the world, and to remove the darkness and to get the light, and to remove the misery and to get the nectar, the sweet light. This should satchitananda, satyam shivam sundaram. That should be the matter of our search, line of our search. All other false scent we are
wild goose chasing.
This scientific researchers means like that. Suicidal, this is suicidal. this atomic researchers are going to prove very soon that the science, like Jivavas himself, itself, Jivavas itself, it sucks his own blood. This sort of civilization, it sucks his own blood and it will live on feeding on the flesh of his own self or own friends or himself. The science means material science, knowledge means this. Mm-hmm. But this is no knowledge.
Yes.
Hmm? The knowledge, the vital vital acquaintances of pure real knowledge must absorb yourself and others, remove darkness, bring light, and remove misery and bring eternal peace. That should be the line of our attempt, any attempt. Must be approved by these three principles of life. What do you think? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're absolute, but then the...
This is Guru's property. Your Goswami Maharaj went to say this to the West. Our Guru Maharaj came here to spread this sort of knowledge, and we came hankering, hungry. We felt ourselves and we came for such thing, for our drink. And still I am engaged in that sort of quest. That this is real life. This is real life. This should be real life to one and all who are in this mundane world. There cannot be no other quest, no other engagement, nothing of the kind. All this. And through Naam, through divine sound, it is easy to begin the quest, spiritual quest, to sound. The most subtle thing met here, the sound. It's very, very easy and very cheap sound, name, sound. That is very cheap. Then other dabba, yugga, etc. So many things to be gathered. But sound one can freely and without any paisa kharach, any expense one can go on researching through the sound. But that sound must be divine character. Mm-hmm. That of divine character, it must show. Just as homeopathic globule, the outer figure cannot show what medicine is there. So sound, the name Krishna, the one who delivering his will is there within. So Krishna from the mouth of a sadhu and the Krishna from the mouth of any person is not one and same, like homeopathy potency. What the idea behind the sound, but from where its origin is, in Vaikuntha, in Goloka, in what rasa the origin of the sound is, that will let out. Gradually the sound will take him there, to that plane. The sound, Vaikuntha nama grahanam, the name, the sound must be Vaikuntha, come from the infinite world, world of infinite, not any mundane origin. That is to be discerned and detected. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. To a certain extent, I am able to give some idea.
there's a text in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita also. I'm not sure of the Sanskrit, but it's those performers who know the meaning of sacrifice. Do you recall that?
Know the meaning of yoga.
Yes.
Sacrifice means yoga.
The performer.
The real.
The yoga karta. The yoga uddeshya ta jodi na jane. What is it?
Sarvam karma yoga. Yoga arthat karma nunatra lokoyam karma bandhanam. All the work for the sacrifice, that is to be reckoned other works gone. Mere energizing faults and অহং হি সর্বযজ্ঞানাং যজ্ঞ বৈ বিষ্ণুজি অহং হি সর্বযজ্ঞানাং ভোক্তা চ প্রভুরে বচ। দি গাইডেন সিজ ইট মাস্ট ডাইরেক্ট টুয়ার্ডস মি টু মাই স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন, আদারওয়াইজ ইজ নট যজ্ঞ। স্যাক্রিফাইস মিন্স দি স্যাক্রিফাইস মাস্ট বি ফর দি অ্যাবসলিউট সেন্টার অ্যান্ড নট ফর এনি প্রভিনশিয়াল পারপাস অর এনি সেক্টেরিয়ানিজম অর এনিথিং এলস, ইট মাস্ট গো টু দি অ্যাবসলিউট, দ্যাট ইজ রিয়েল যজ্ঞ। আদার দেন আদার যজ্ঞ সো মেনি দেবতা উপাসনা দ্যাট উইল গো অ্যান্ড কাম ডাউন কাম ডাউন। সো দেবতা উপাসনা অ্যান্ড মাই উপাসনা ইজ নট, দ্যাট ইজ নির্গুণ অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ অল সগুণ, দিস ইজ আন্ডার আন্ডার দ্য ইনফ্লুয়েন্স অফ মায়া, গুড গুড ব্যাড হিয়ার অ্যান্ড নির্গুণ মিন্স the that of absolute characteristic whose value is everywhere, just as like gold, not dollar, not money, not yen, not ruble, but is gold, common standard. So also according to Rosso, the standard must be absolute, for which no provincial ideas or sectarianism, anything like that. So that will be the devata upasana, not that of myself. And antuvattu phalantesan tad bhavat talpamesan. Those little brained persons, their attempt will be futile, go up and come down. Abrahma bhona loka punaravartana jar mamu pettad kumteva punarjanmanam. Ahangi sarva yajnanang bhukta chakpahure vacha. Iti vang juhan jamanati karma vishana vajjati. ভোক্তারম যোগ্যতসাং সর্বলোক মহেশ্বরং সুহৃদং সর্বভূতানাং জ্ঞাতামাং শান্তি। আমাদের আই এম দি এনজয়ার অফ এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড আই এম ফ্রেন্ডলি টু অল, ওয়েন ইউ ক্যান রিয়েলাইজ দ্যাট আই এম অল ইন অল বাট আই এম ফ্রেন্ড টু অল অ্যাট দি সেম টাইম, সো ইউ অল দি মিসগিভিংস উইল ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার ইন ইউ, মাই গার্জিয়ান হুইজ দি absolute power is my guardian. My interest is represented in him. I may not know my real interest, but he knows it better. So I have not to be afraid of him, that management with him. Absolute good is autocrat. That is the best arrangement. The absolute good, the autocracy, the freedom must be there, concentrated. Then everyone will be benefited, because the center, the power center of all power, absolute power, is absolute good. So no misgivings, no apprehension, no room for apprehension. Then he will be, his heart will be full with peace only. যজ্ঞ শ্রেয় দ্রব্যময়া যজ্ঞ জ্ঞানযজ্ঞ পরন্ত অল যজ্ঞ অল স্যাক্রিফাইস যোগ অলস আপানে জুহতি প্রাণং প্রাণী প্রাণং তথা পরে স্যাক্রিফাইস দ্যাট ইজ প্রমোটিং ওয়েলফেয়ার ডেডিকেশন, বাই ডেডিকেশন উই লিভ উই গ্রো and by exploitation we die, we go down, and by renunciation we come to become a zero, stand still like slumber, deep slumber, renunciation. So both exploitation and renunciation must be given up, and dedication to the center and to all in the connection with the center, everything is friendly to us. I shall not exploit anything, at the same time I must not dismiss anything. Everything is friendly to me, I am to see that. Yumang pushyati sarvatra sarvancha mayi pushyati tasyaham no pranasyami sachano me pranasyati. I am everywhere. Only find in that connection, with that angle of vision, try to find everything in me. So you are out of danger. Otherwise, what is non-God, that will take you down. The sense of non-God will take you otherwise. And if you can see the connection of God everywhere, then you are saved. None will be your enemy. No foe. You are in the midst of friends. He is everywhere. And everything. Jumaṁ paśyati sarvatra. Sarvanca mayi paśyati. Tasya aham no panasyāmi. Not lost. And such a no maker. He is not lost in my sight. And I am also lost in his sight. Then Bhagavatam also. Sarva bhūtesu japasyet bhagavat bhāvam. One who can see always my connection and accordingly his connection with that. My connection and following that his connection, calculating who is he to me and accordingly my such connection, what will be his connection. In this way he is adjusted. He can adjust with everything. Yomaṁ sarva-bhūteṣu japasyet bhagavat bhāvam ātmanah bhūtāni bhagavati ātmani, and everything in me and accordingly in him, how it is adjusted. Then he is saved completely, perfectly. Otherwise, we cannot avoid. Parāyate patnāyi yāma ca piche. The Yamaraj, the punishing judge is there. He won't allow us to take friendship. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Krishna.
In Calcutta now.
You stay here for two,
so
3 months.
We may meet several times. In the meantime, you arrange some questions. Oh, okay. To ask, they shall try to clear
it
out.
Wondering.
One question.
He was wondering.
It seems that this yajna, in one sense, it bestows on the performer the benefit regardless. But in another sense, the Bhagavad Gita is saying that only those performers of sacrifice who know the meaning of sacrifice. Can you phrase it better?
Yeah. Anything that is offered to Krishna is yajna,
but yajna proper. But it is also the custom in the Vedas to perform yajna before different gods, types of gods, demigods. But the yajna that performed towards Krishna, and that is the right type, real type of yajna.
And that is the knowledge. That is the yajna with knowledge. It is done for Krishna, that is the yajna.
That is truth. May not be intellectually scholar, but intuitively, if one performs yajna towards Krishna, guided by his previous acquired tendency of devotion, he is doing the right thing.
It is not a scholarly knowledge, but it's a knowing the truth.
The knowledge of yajna. Know the meaning.
The thing is, Maharaj is saying that yajnas can be performed even for demigods. One can, in yajna, one can offer to the demigods.
But in that yajna, one doesn't know the purport.
Right, one doesn't know the purport. But only when it is done for Krishna, then the yajna is performed in truth.
And the conception of Krishna should also be proper. The Mayavadis and others, they also recognize Krishna. But Krishna in Maya. But Nirgun Krishna. That must have in view. And the faith, it is the question of faith, which is acquired by previous Sukriti.
Maharaj, I just remembered one discussion I had with Dayadhar Prabhu a long time back when I was in America. There was one day we were discussing how about the material nature, like earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then mind, intelligence and false ego. Now, by means of material science, we can somehow perceive these gross material elements like earth, water, fire, air, ether, bhumi, rupa, anulo, vayu, kham. And then we can even understand the existence of mind and intelligence. But how to establish the concept of false ego by means of modern science?
Yeah.